Travels with Charlie, Part 2. In the last couple of days that I've had Charlie with me, I've really fallen in love with his boldness, his curiousness, his sweet attitude, and his constant wagging nub of a tail. I always like to give my puppies a few days to adjust to the surroundings and bond with me before we begin doing any kind of foundation work. So, here's what Charlie's days have been like so far. I'll call this Chapter 1 of Charlie's story, The Creation of a Monster. Travels with Charlie, Chapter 1, The Creation of a Monster. Charlie spends his time either with me or in his crate. I've let him briefly touch noses with our adult dogs because I want him to learn dog manners so that he will be able to fit in well in doggy society, but I don't let him play with the other dogs at this point. He needs to learn that all good things, play, food, stimulation, etc., come from me and not from other dogs. This will be transferred to his new owner since she takes over his training. Schnauzers are very adaptable dogs, and the new owner should have no problem taking place in favorite thing as his favorite thing in the universe. But we will let another dog become his favorite thing. It would be nearly impossible to later convince him that his owner should fill that role. So we definitely want to make sure that they think that all good things come from us. So, Charlie's in a crate alone when I can't be with him. When he is with me, we're playing and bonding. I feed him every meal by hand. I do leave toys with him, but I reserve the best ones for times when I'm there to engage with him with a toy, tugging, playing, doing other different things. Playing alone with a toy is good, but he has to know that the best fun comes when I'm on the other end of that toy. Charlie is also beginning to learn his name. Because he is in a new environment, I'm not pushing him on anything. We are not doing restraint recalls or anything like that. I just make a point to say his name lots when I'm around him, and when he responds, I reward him with copious praise and more play. My goal for Charlie in the next couple of weeks are twofold. One, Charlie learned to be fascinated with me, which of course will transfer to his new owner. And two, Charlie to begin his lifelong love affair with the game of agility and learning in general. What we're doing on this front is very simple. Once a day, Charlie gets to go to the agility field and watch me teach lessons. He sits in his X-Pen, placed on the side of the agility field so he can see all the action. I want him to see what the other dogs are doing and having fun, getting fed, doing something really exciting out there. In other words, I want him to want it and want it badly. So far, so good. Charlie has so stimulated watching a fast Sheltie run yesterday that he was ripping up and spitting out mouthfuls of grass, a la Weed Eater, and is in excitement and the movement just absolutely set him off. Some of you Border Collie handlers out there may be thinking, if he ever did that with the BC, he'd never be able to calm brain cell in his head. Well, remember, though, Charlie is very driven and motivated. He's a Schnauzer. While Schnauzers are bred to work, they are not bred to be visually stimulated as the herding breeds are. At this point, I don't do anything to stifle his enthusiasm. In fact, I do everything in my power to encourage him. Later on, I will add elements of focus so that he can focus on me as the dogs are running agility all around him. I'm laying the foundation for that step by teaching him that the most exciting thing in the universe throughout is playing our game. Right now, those are done away from the agility field. Once he has fully met the two goals I mentioned earlier, becoming infatuated with me and becoming infatuated with agility, then and only then will I bring the two together so that he can concentrate in highly stimulating environments. You'll hear about these in future blogs. But for now, I want to create a monster, and I'm happy to report it's working. Charlie is one special puppy. Through our blog, he's going to develop special across the country people who will watch him grow and mature in the next several days. What fun this is going to be. All eyes are on the Charlie Monster.